Welcome to the We Don't Play podcast show. I'm your host, Flavor of SDK, and I can't wait to share with you an amazing friend and guest that is going to teach you, share with you, empower you, and help you learn a lot about some things that would help you grow as a business and also as a person. But more importantly, thank you so much, Travis Michelle, for being on the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Faber. I am doing awesome.
That's amazing. I'm glad that you're doing awesome because a lot of people are like, what's going on? You know, when they read the title, they know what they're about to get. And I know that this is going to be one of those Hall of Fame, you know, episodes because I'm 100% sure because I know you, you know. So I'm so, so happy that you're here to share your story and enlighten a lot of people who are going through a lot of things. And, you know, we can start off by, you know, letting people know and letting us know who you are. How did you get started into all this and where did this burning desire start from?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to kind of try to make this short, right? I'm Travis Michelle and I am an author. I am a speaker. I'm a divorce strategist. I'm a cervical cancer conqueror. And, you know, a soon to be podcaster. But more importantly, you know what? I am a lover of God and I am the mother to Sasha, Akil, and Kalik. That's who I am.
That's beautiful. Oh, thank you so much for being here. And I know that you've said a lot in like a short time and people are like, whoa, boom, boom, boom. You know, like if you think about when this all started for you, especially in your career, from where it started to now, what can you tell us that really could strike someone's imagination and think about the way your story has impacted your life that would also impact their life in a positive way?
In life, we all go through stuff, right? If you live long enough, as my grandma said, you're gonna go through something. And so as what we call it today, it's called lifing. And it's not so much getting to the other side or getting to your end result. It's really how you get through that journey. And I don't think we put enough respect on that part or enough time into really getting those lessons out of the challenges that we face going through that journey. So being able to empower other people and inspire people, but you know what? I have to empower and inspire myself as well. And that community that I associate myself with is just so important.
Oh yeah. I think association is the one big factor a lot of people don't consider because it's more underrated than understood. You know, how do you see that when it comes to people getting information and being around the right circles?
One, it's not always easy. We make it sound easy though, right? We come on podcasts, we're on stages, you know, and make it seem like, oh, this is the magic formula. But you have to spend some time with yourself. And I think it's more important that you know what you don't like as opposed to knowing what you like. And when you kind of figure that out and spend some time with yourself, you don't want to be around certain people who may be toxic or may have negative energy or may be negative all the time, right? You want to be around people who are encouraging you. But for myself, I need to be around people who are going to, you know, call me out on my crap sometimes, you know, even though it annoys me and, you know, I'd be wanting to punch them in the throat, but I know that they're there for me and they're being real. So we can spend so much time with our filters, with our, you know, fake backgrounds and everything. But when you really connect with yourself and stay present, then you want to have that community that does the same thing.
100%. I feel like now with online digital media and social media, a lot of people spend a lot of time outside. Sorry, they spend a lot of time inside than outside. They only spend time outside if they want to connect. But the connection is limited because they're only connecting based off reason. So if someone wants to come out of their comfort zone and there's this big event happening and they're like, I can meet all these professionals, I can meet all these people, but they're stuck on the story that they're already used to, because they don't want to have that leap of faith and that is stopping them from getting there. How does someone overcome that?
One, acknowledge it. everything to me starts here. My grandparents said the tail follows the head. So you have to acknowledge that, you know what, that's something I need help with. So that's when that community is so important. Don't go by yourself. Who says you have to go by yourself, right? Go with someone else so that you can have that buffer and you're talking, and then you can go and say, oh, you'll go to another group of people and they're talking, but you're not by yourself. So if you see that, yeah, maybe they may not be the ones I want to talk to, you're not rebuffed, you're not rejected, you guys just move on to someone else. And you're laughing and having a good time and taking that pressure off yourself that I have to run up and meet these people, because some of us are introverts. I am an introvert. People just think I'm an extrovert.
Was that on purpose? Or did that just happen and you're like, okay, I mean, that's what it is.
You know, I didn't even realize it for a long time. I really just leaned into it and accepted that, you know, because I listened to what everybody else told me. And see, that when you spend time with yourself, getting to know yourself and saying, look, this is who I am, and I'm not going to be who you want me to be. But I've always been what other people wanted me to be from the time I was a child. You know, I wanted to please people. I've been a people pleaser. I am Travis Michelle, reforming people pleaser. So it was important because I wanted to be accepted and liked, because my parents didn't love on me, but my grandparents, Alice and Clarence Presley, did, right? But I wanted my parents to. So I grew up like wanting to get that, you know, acceptance. And a lot of us do. We may not, you know, admit it, or when people see that we're successful or we're out in the public eye, or and when I say out in the public eye, I don't mean that you're necessarily on stages, but you're on stage at your job, whether you're working at Chick-fil-A or you're in corporate America, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be liked. You want to belong to a group. And so I realized that, you know what? I'm okay being by myself. And I don't always want to be outside. And COVID helped me really lean into that. I was so happy I didn't have to hug on folks because I didn't really want to. I was so happy I didn't have to run between church, the job, the school, the, you know, all of these responsibilities. It was like a weight was lifted off me. So I realized, yeah, you know, I enjoy that. When I'm on stage, when I'm speaking, when I'm podcasting, yes. And then it's like, leave me alone, guys. But people don't know that side of me because I don't have to share it. And people want to see what they want to, you know, what they want to see.
I love that. I feel like a lot of people are in that same category because they probably aren't, because they just don't know how to deal with people these days, because you can't really trust everyone now. So everyone's putting up a wall because there's AI now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's AI talking to me or it's your voice, you know, like people are in this whole skeptical craze going on right now. So when it comes to even connecting with people from a human to human foundational standpoint, you know, are there some attributes that, you know, a woman should see in herself and say that, okay, I'm going to connect with these people on the basis of X, Y, Z, but I know the outcome is going to be A, B, C because we build something in between the bridge.
I'm not sure if I really have the understanding for that question, because I can't speak, or I won't speak for all women. Now, I can speak for myself. And yes, I am a Black woman, and we have certain foundationals that are the same, but I'm not into trying to be with the crowd anymore. Everyone's an individual, and then what you bring to the table is you. And then it becomes a community and it's collective, right? So we can't always say what the outcome is going to be either. We can write down what our goal is and what we want our result to be, right? And then really we're hoping for the best. And I know some people are gonna disagree and say, you have a formula. Everything isn't perfect. Should we reach for excellence? Yes. But perfection, no. Because you might say, oh, you started out this way and found out, no, that's really, that's not even what I wanted, but it's better than what I thought I wanted. So I really am more into people being who they are and realizing that everybody's not for you. You don't have to be for everybody, and they don't have to be for you either. But if you're in terms of a business, yes, you have to have your foundation, you have to have your mission, your vision. But be comfortable that it can change. Sometimes we get caught up in, oh my goodness, this is the way it is. It has to go like this. And I was one of those, I will admit it, okay? Because I was in corporate America before I became a registered nurse. And then being in leadership even, it has to go this way. This is the way it has to be. And I had these blinders on. And once I released those blinders and allowed myself to like, whew, let me breathe. Let me not put so much pressure on myself. Let's just see how this goes. Because that's what people who are successful do. They fail several times before they go, oh, this is it. So it allows us to have a foundation, like I said, and then walk through the process and tweak as you go. I hope that answered that question.
Oh yeah, it did. No, that was huge on clarity because we're all different. You know, so what works for you may not work for someone else, but from your experience, they can learn what they can do with their own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's lovely. Okay, I love that. You know, I have a question for you, and this question is gonna go based on your merch, because you have an amazing t-shirt, you have an amazing message. Tell us more about it, but I really want us to dive deep into this. Like, what's the brain behind this powerful house?
You know, I thank you for saying that. And I'm wearing it. It's the first time I've worn it, and I'm on a podcast. I'm so excited. And it says, I am more than my divorce, right? And then I have my little Travis Michelle there. I'm as a divorce strategist, and people are like, how come you became a divorce strategist? What does that mean? And I'm not a coach, but I am actually a strategist because I give you strategic plans. I want to teach you to fish, right? Not just feed you. So when I was 9 years old, I went through my first divorce. And I know y'all are like, what? Yeah, because my parents decided to get a divorce. So that meant I had to go through a divorce, but I had to be quiet because back then, you know, even now, you're to be seen and not heard. This is not about you, la, la, la. Meanwhile, it was about me because I'm a child. And my mother and father were so busy going at each other, they forgot about me and I didn't count. And I can say that because that's what they showed me. And they happened to, I just happened to have two parents who actually said that to me as well, but they didn't value me. So even though my grandparents valued me and I went to live with them for a while, thank goodness, but my mom and my dad didn't. And so I was like, you know what? If I ever get married, I'm never getting a divorce. That didn't come true. But, you know, and if I do, I don't want my children to ever feel that they're not loved on and valued. That is true. So when I went through my divorce, I could have taken the easy road, the low hanging fruit, and be like, you know, just deal with it and just concentrate on me and my ex-husband and fighting over the kids and all of that. Or I could have said, you know what? No matter what, I need my children to know that I will go through whatever I have to, but it's about you guys, right? Let's leave the adult in the conversations. That was our relationship. But together, somehow, he was safe. He was a great dad. He really is. He just wasn't a good husband anymore. So I don't want them to suffer for that. Because going through a divorce, we can't say, oh, you know, we don't want to have the children to suffer. They're going to suffer. It is, because it's emotional. It's painful. And they want their parents together, right? So I decided that, you know what, I looked at my mom and she was like just so bitter, so angry. And then she turned that anger and bitterness on me. So as a divorce strategist, I'm like, I'm not doing that. And going through that divorce, right? Because I made this promise, backing up a little bit, I made this promise to myself when I was 9 and 10 years old. And then life happened, I became a registered nurse, got married, and then as I was going through the divorce, you know, I was like, okay, I made sure that we kept effective communication open. It was not easy, guys, so don't make, I know it sounds like it, but that's because, you know, it's in the past, it already happened. It wasn't easy. I had to go against what the court said to make sure they still saw their dad. I mean, it was, I had to deal with a lot of stuff, my feelings, my children's feelings, other people who left my community because I was going through a divorce, who I thought were my friends. And I can say I've been successful going through a divorce because my children are successful. And they have said, Mom, you never kept us from Dad. And we never heard you really talk bad about him. And I gave him the side eye, like, because I know I've called him names and talked about it. But I tried not to do that in front of my kids. I wanted them to have their own relationship with their dad. This was so difficult because it took me 3 years, three attorneys to get through this, okay? But I had to put my kids first. And that meant me going to therapy, putting them in therapy, prayer, having that right community, having my grandfather had passed, so I had my grandmother and she had her friends. And these are older women. And they're like, we're supporting you. So that's how this all came about. And then you go through COVID and I went through cervical cancer and I was like, I know God, I'm supposed to be speaking, I'm supposed to be sharing. And my kids are like, Ma, look at your success. You need to be sharing with other people how you did this. And they're adults. And when you have the support of your kids, I mean, I love the rest of y'all who support me, I do. Those three, Sasha, Akil, and Kalik, they're the ones that really matter, right? Because my grandma and grandpa are gone. And that's why I want women as well as men know you're going through a divorce, but you're more than that. But people put that label on you and then you're ashamed. I was in private school and you know, the teachers were mean to me because I was going through a divorce, like it was my fault. And you know, them dealing with stuff at home. So there's a lot of shame that goes with it. And we don't put enough respect on divorce because it's a loss. We have to grieve it. We have to get angry about it. We gotta accept it, you know, but you can heal through that process. And that's what I do is I help people be empowered. Because how do you ask an attorney a question? You walk in there like hurting, help me. As opposed to, yes, you're hurting, but this is what I need you to do because you work for me as the attorney. Mm. So they can save you time. And if you need to go to therapy, you do that. You have that team, right? Because you need to maintain your sanity. Because let me tell you, some days it don't feel like it's about to snap up in there, right? And then you're healing through it because you're shifting your mind. Because at some point you want to get through and date somebody else, usually. Some people, they decide they don't want to, but most of us want to. But what condition do you want to be in? Bitter and disgusted? Or do you want to be on that healing road, that empowering road? Because this way, what do? You attract that. But when you don't, then, you know, you're just throwing it up in the air and wishing.
100%. And I love that you use the word more, and that's the biggest word that's on the shirt. You know,
yes.
Because divorce is there, but more is more, it's bold. It's like, I am more than this. So that is really a mind thing. You know, tell us a little bit about how someone can move their mind and shift their mind without friction.
Well, one, again, like I said, during COVID, it was a coach. And in fact, it was a free consult. And I was like, you know, I was sharing with her like different traumas I have been through in my life. And I was like, yeah, thank God I don't look like my traumas. And she says, you know, and I'm always talking about walk in your power, walk in your purpose. And she says, you need to use that acronym because everything that has gotten you through, you walked through it. And so we came up with W, willing participant. Remember I said, tail follows the head. We have to accept that we want change. And in order to effect change, you have to acknowledge it first. That's huge. Then it's like, but what do you do next? A is for action. You have to vet an attorney. You have to find out how much an attorney is. Y'all, you gotta change your password. Because people forget that, you know? Find out, are you paying for the apartment? Is the apartment in your name? Is your name on that lease? Is your name on the deed? Where are your passports? Where are the children's health records? Things like this. We need to take action. You know, I'm having anxiety. I need to find a therapist, right? Check your insurance company. In America now, we have where you can actually get free healthcare, 988 in terms of mental health that you can call 24/7. And then this L is love yourself. But what does love yourself mean? Does it mean getting a manicure, pedicure, and all of that? No, that's maintenance. For me, loving yourself is forgiving yourself. Because most of us don't get married, trying to, or get into a relationship saying, oh, I'm breaking up with them and I'm getting a divorce. You don't do that, right? We're not spending $50,000 on a wedding, a 30,000, whatever it is, because you just want to chuck the wedding, the marriage, right? But you forgive yourself for the role you play in it, and we all play a role. I know we may say they did this, they did that, but we still play our own role. You have to forgive yourself. And when you do that, it frees you up. So now you can think clearly, because no matter what other people are saying about you, but I forgave me. So if you don't forgive me and you want to talk about me, that's a you problem, not a me problem. So that K, you can kick butt unapologetically. You can walk into the next chapters of your life healing. You're never really healed until you close your eyes or you're burned, you know, buried or burned, I say. It's always a process, because something else can trigger you one day and you have flashbacks or something, right? So being able to walk, you're taking that one step at a time. And so that was my methodology that I've come up with and that I've developed, and I use it all the time. The other day I was saying something to my girlfriend. I said, girl, I had to put myself through the walk mother. She said, that's right, you sure did. Because I had to stop, acknowledge, I got some mess going on. What action steps are you taking? Forgive myself, because I didn't post when I said I was gonna post. I didn't go live when I said I was gonna go live. I didn't take care of this or whatever the situation is. But you know what? I'm kicking butt because I'm still here. I didn't give up. I'm resilient.
I love that. I love that. The walk method. Yes, definitely. I think that's a great, you know, like a sandwich. You know, someone's gonna take that bite on it, take it every day till they're done, refill themselves, replenish themselves, and come back stronger. Because I believe the moment someone realizes, like what you've said, they now open up their minds and they become more receptive to what's happening than being reactive to what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, and we're always, if you don't take an action on something, you realize you've still taken an action. You've still taken a stand, even if you didn't physically do something or say something, it's still an action. And we don't ever think about that. And we can't control the way someone else responds. I know people say, you know, people will remember how you made them feel. This is true to a degree. But some people don't feel good about themselves. It has nothing to do with you. So I don't want you taking that on, because you may have said something. Like they may have already been in that state and you didn't know. You don't know what someone's past has been. But you do have control over the words if you know you got. I mean, there are just some days when, you know, you cut me off in traffic. I'm just going to let you know my windows will be up. I'm cursing you out. So I'm telling you now, I'm going to curse you out. Right? But I'm not telling you that because, you know, people have guns and stuff now. But anywho, you know, our actions are going to have a response. And with my clients who are men, you know, I was like, yeah, you can't go calling her names and acting so aggressive in your text messages and your emails. How about we rephrase it? And then they're like, oh my goodness, she was calm. I was like, right. Because you could took control of the way you responded instead of just feeding into it. So if you want to fire back, but sometimes you just need to take a breath. And it doesn't always happen. And when you lose it, own it, forgive yourself, and start again.
That is beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much, Travis Michelle, for joining us on the We Don't Play podcast show. You've given us a blueprint. And there's so many things a lot of people want to learn. And I feel like this is just the starter kit, you know, for learning more, for growing, because it's just going to keep getting better and better. I know a lot of people want to connect with you because I'm sure they want you to take over and just take control of what they're doing so that they can be part of the same story that you have and they can tell their people too and their communities that they want to build. So how can they connect with you? What can they buy? What can they connect with? What can they grab, you know, something at least that can get them started so they can become a better person after listening to this episode?
Well, definitely, they're still working on my Shopify store, so that will be coming out. My podcast is coming up. You know, see, I didn't tell y'all, I work with Favor, he's my SEO guy. So he's also made me write my date down and hold me accountable, so as well as some other people in my community, that my podcast will go out March 25th. So you'll be able to listen to that. I'm very excited. But right now I have what's called Boss Up with Confidence, and it's a 30-day journal. It's not like your typical journal that's really thick and get, sometimes you just don't have the energy. You don't have the mindset to even go through all of that. You want a quick win. If you're like, look, I need to work on something, whatever that thing is for you, because you know people always want to tell you what to work on, what's wrong with you. You know what you need to work on, and you'll follow through with it when you accept it for yourself. And you can use this, the journals. Now, some people will be at the W, some people will be at the A. So you gotta fill that out. And it has some beautiful passages in it. Of course, I'm gonna tell you mine because I did my own thing. Dream bigger than your thoughts and let your thoughts be bigger than your dreams. If you think it, then say it, then do it. Bossing Up with Confidence. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Travis Michelle. I'm starting off my relaunching. We always restarting something, right? On my YouTube channel. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and I'm doing my TikTok. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. Of course, I'm on stages and on different podcasts, but I'm out here in these streets. And if you are going through a divorce, maybe you're just thinking about it. Like you want to, you know what? I am sick and tired of him hanging his underwear on the doorknob every day. And I want a divorce. Now, you know, sometimes we go through silly moments, right? And I'm just making fun using that as light, but sometimes we want to like cut it off. Well, have a chat with me so that I can show you what that is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Not exactly, but at least give you a blueprint. And you'd be like, you know, I think maybe we need to do some couple therapy, or maybe I should have a conversation with him or her, right? It's not gender specific. Give me a call and we can set up, definitely schedule a divorce strategy session. And coming this, what is it, next week, I'm gonna also have a boot camp. And you can get in there. I teach you for an hour on vetting an attorney, what the divorce process looks like. And then the third day, effective communication with your partner for your children, or visitation, how to set that up. And you could be your pet dog, you could be, you know, your turtle, I don't know. But there's a way to communicate effectively. So those are the different ways, and I'm sure Faber will give you the different links.
Definitely. You know where to find them, in the description notes, in the show notes. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're able to at least amplify that and let people know how they can connect with you, because it starts somewhere. You know, for you to walk, you got to start walking. You got to start moving. So you've definitely given us that charge. So thank you so much again, Travis Michelle, for being with us today. And I can't wait for you to share the love and share the light with a lot more people who are going to listen to this and take action.
And you know I have to do my outro.
You already know.
You know. I am Travis Michelle. Too much for some, not enough for others. But guess what? I'm always just right for me.
Hey, let's go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Faber.
Anytime, Travis Michelle.